So, Tom, thanks for joining us after that. Not the outcome we wanted.
No, not at all. Very frustrating afternoon for us. I thought we were the better team throughout, to be honest. Gerrard's had a chance to early doors, and if that goes in, it's a completely different game. But just didn't seem to be going in for us today. I thought the work rate was there. The heart and desire was there. We got the ball wide, we got balls into the box. It just wasn't dropping for us.
Going into this game, obviously we had a couple of injuries going into this game,
yeah.
With Jamal Crawford and with Craig Linfield, and obviously we missed Steve Irwin,
yeah.
and that was that ball through on the substitutes bench. It was very bare this afternoon. What did that mean from a management point of view when it comes to how you could alter the game, because we could only make one substitution essentially in that game?
Yeah, obviously you're looking at the bench and you're thinking who's going to come here and change the game, and to be fair, Sam did well when he came on. We've missed Linnea in there today, we've missed Stevie Irwin. Obviously you don't want to risk hamstrings with Linnea, and that's why Jamal hasn't played a part either today, because we've got to look at the bigger picture. But yeah, frustrating afternoon. We have only got a small squad. Budget only allows us a small squad. There's a lot of positives we can take out of it. We've got the ball down, we've worked hard. There's some good performances in there, but like I said, it's just one dropping for us.
We did have a couple of questions that came in with regards to Jones and Palmer. Obviously, they've gone out on loan to Mosley.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the situation there? Because they would have been ideal this afternoon, wouldn't they?
Yeah, of course they would. Yeah, it's just that's just one of them footballing things. We've sent them out there to get games. We had a good honest chat with them and said the game time will probably be limited going towards the end of the season. We wanted to go with the experienced lads. But yeah, you can't expect a couple of hamstrings. Stevie Irwin's baby's about to drop, so you don't expect four players to be out. Something that probably we've got to learn from. If we can get them back, then we will. We'll probably have to wait the 28 days now. But we're looking at the starting 11. I was confident that we could get something out of the game. Unfortunately, not to be today.
Now, obviously, you talk about, it just wasn't falling for us. There was like a disappointing lack of shots on target. I mean, there weren't that many. I mean, I can think of you mentioned the Garner header on the back post, but that was like 10 minutes into the first half.
Yeah.
I can think of McCarthy swinging one towards the far corner, but he was saved. But that was it essentially, wasn't it?
Yeah, we've got the ball into the final third. Well, we've got wide. Joel Senior's got wide. Conor McCarthy's got wide, and we've put balls into the box. He just won't drop in for us for clear cut chances. The ball's whipped across me a few times, but you can only gamble one way. It's just one of them things today. It just won't go in for us.
Now, going back to your options that you had on the bench at the time, obviously we only made one substitution. That was Tatum, and he only came on towards the end, 10 minutes towards the end.
Yeah.
And you changed his formation slightly. I think you put McCarthy up front with yourself.
Yeah.
That seemed to bear a bit of fruit. Could that substitution not have been made sooner?
Yeah. Again, probably a learning curve for us. Because we were getting in good areas and we were getting balls into the box, we felt like it was coming. But he didn't, and then you think, you're looking at him, there's 10 or 12 minutes left, and we threw him on to get wide, and he caused problems and did well. So yeah, potentially that's something that we should have done a little bit earlier.
And the other thing we had correspondence in about was the two young lads on the bench, excluding Crawford, who everyone forgets he's quite young himself.
Yeah.
A game like this, did the management toy with the idea of dropping them in, and what would that have done for them as young players?
To be fair, they're both more than capable of coming on and making a difference. Like I said, we thought because we were getting the balls into the box and we was well on top of the game, I'd like to see the percentage of possession in that second half. We felt like it were coming, so we didn't really think that was massive changes to be needed. But no, they're both more than capable of coming on and impacting games.
Raki obviously got two yellow cards, and
yep.
It looked like both were for persistent fouling, and the first one was, I'm not going to get you in trouble here, I'll say what I think. The first booking, the referee's counted how many challenges. We'd actually only given away two free kicks at that point. What can we do about two bookings like that? Oh, is there nothing we can do?
What can you do? I think, to be honest, I think it was very soft, the actual challenge. And for him to say that he's already made three or four fouls is nonsense. He's made two, including that one. So, but Danny's got to then stand up for the second one. We've told him basically not to make a tackle, just stand up. And he's not done that. He's given him a chance to send him off, and he has done. And obviously we'll suffer for that in the next few weeks.
And the other thing to add as well, it's another away game that's gone begging for any good points.
Yeah.
What can we do, Tom, to improve the away form? Because
We've just got to keep digging in away from home. We had a good chat with Sam the physio on Thursday night about recovery and things like that, and also about how to prepare for the games, what we can eat and how when we eat and things like that on the coach, what types of food that the lads are eating. So we're giving all the advice we can give. One of them things we've just got to keep digging and hopefully our luck changes a little bit and then that's football. You go probably win 3 or 4 on the bounce away from home.
And finally, York City on Monday. Where are we looking? Obviously, Irwin might be back and Baird might be back. What we're looking like?
Sam's probably a few days too soon. We're hoping Stevie's missus has dropped now to give him a little bit of rest. Jamal should be okay. That was my precaution. Linney should be okay. But there's a lot of heavy legs out there, so they've got to do the recovery that Sam's told them. And there's no fresh knocks, I don't think. So we'll go with, we'll hopefully have a few back. But it's that stage of the season. There's heavy legs, so I mean, it's going to be the same for them as well.
And it's a big game. I mean, how do you, because it's like Boston. Boston was the second half, that kind of lift that we got against Boston was the complete opposite. So I can't remember the game before that, but the game before that was a total drag. But this one, you know, this one's another kick in the guts. I mean, how do we pick ourselves up from this big a game like York?
Definitely. I don't think the performance is one to forget. We were on top for most of the game, but obviously the result is we've got to get out of our heads as fast as we can. We're going back home. We know we've had a good run of form at home, so fingers crossed that'll stand in our favour. But we'll just approach the game as we do every game and hopefully get on top, and if we can nick something there, that'll be fantastic.